2 days after Allaire's escape, on Sunday, November 7, 1780, the Bathabra Diary reports, "This morning a man was brought from the camp. He had been shot in the body through the carelessness of another man, and appeared to be in a serious condition. The man, whose name was Schmidt, was laid in the little schoolhouse, and the English officer had to move out. Preparations were made for leaving. It was said that all the prisoners from this province who were fit for military duty had enlisted, with the patriots under parole. So only the English soldiers were left, and the militia from South Carolina. A company of 60 cavalry arrived this evening and remained in the tavern overnight." The tavern was not large enough to sleep that many, so perhaps their officers stayed there, or they were drinking all night. Monday, news comes that soldiers would leave the next day. English officers are told, "They will go to the lead mines in Virginia. The English are much perturbed. Brother Bond and his assistant Dixon came to see the wounded man and to bandage him, the English doctor also being present. It was suspected that the English soldiers were planning to escape, and their captain notified the officer in command, who ordered a watch set before the brother's house." It doesn't work. The next morning, they are gone. "At noon, all our houses were searched, but none of them were found hidden there. The cavalry sent to look for them soon returned. In the afternoon, the English officers were ordered out, and after standing in front of the tavern for 2 hours, they were joined by the Tory officers from the camp and those who did not wish to enlist. The 140 Tories of the South Carolina militia who had enlisted were released and spent the night here in the town, building many fires in the square so they could bake and cook. The poor men had a pitiful appearance, most of them having no clothes on their bodies. There could be no church service this evening." Finally, on Wednesday, the saga is over. The troops and remaining prisoners march away, actually headed to Hillsborough, and people set to thoroughly cleaning their houses. The wounded man, however, passes away and is buried in Stranger's God's Acre the next day. 2 days later, the mystery of the missing officers was solved, though no one here knew it yet. They showed up in Salem, escorted by a local loyalist force, which must have arranged the escape. Scroll down to Cornwallis Passes Through, follow the walking instructions, and click its audio clip.